It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS FM. And live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to tune in today on such a busy day. I was just talking to my guest here today a moment ago, and we realized that this story is the ultimate Christmas story. It's about the census, which was basically where the Christmas story ended up, how it ended up in Bethlehem. With me today, it's Mickey DeWitt. Correct?
Devitt,
excuse me. Come a little closer to the microphone. Oh, okay. There you go. Much better, much better. Mickey Devitt. And so while we were talking about Christmas stories, I didn't even learn how to pronounce her name right, so shame on me. Legal research contractor for the Center for Public Affairs Research at UNO, and very, very much involved in the census. And this is a Herculean task, and yet so important to this state. Can you talk about some of the reasons why the census is so important to the state of Nebraska?
Well, there are several reasons. Some of the biggest ones are that there are over 300 programs, federal programs. The apportionment of dollars are based on the census enumeration. It's billions of dollars. The census estimates it at $675 billion a year. And that's everything from education spending to roads to school lunches and food stamps, all kinds of things that we care about. That money is apportioned based on how many people are counted in the state of Nebraska. It also apportions our political representation and helps us district. So it's important to our democracy more generally, too.
What is it? I mean, how does the census work? Couldn't we just kind of go along and count people in homes and apartments and ask landlords how many folks are living in a place and just move on from there? I mean, each family needs to respond to a census. Everybody who has an address needs to respond, right?
That's correct. And there will be cards mailed out where you can respond online. People self-respond. But it's immensely more complicated than that. We need people to go out and take counts where there are people experiencing homelessness, or people to go out into group quarters like nursing homes or college campuses. So it takes boots on the ground to do that. It's a very multi-tiered, complicated process. And we hope people will respond, self-respond through those internet or phone or paper responses so that we can save that money. But it does take a lot of work.
How and where do you get all these boots on the ground? Where do these people come from to be taking or conducting the census, if you will?
Well, some people work for the census year after year, but it takes a huge hiring effort every census. Thousands of Nebraskans we're hoping to hire, or the Census Bureau is hoping to hire. And actually this year, good employment numbers for the state of Nebraska are making it very difficult, unfortunately, for them to find those thousands and thousands of people.
Sure. What makes a person qualified to conduct the census for the organization?
Well, it's a very flexible job. You just need to be 18 years old. You have to be a citizen of the United States. And for most of the field operations, you need to have access to a car and pass a background check. But other than that, they have a lot of positions that are really flexible in terms of time, part-time. So they're hoping to find people who maybe are looking for a second job, or students, homemakers, people with flexible work schedules or need flexible work schedules. So it's right now in the recruitment phase, but it's a fairly low bar.
How long will they be employed?
So census enumerators will be employed throughout the enumeration process in 2020 through July is when the actual counting ends, but then there will be some people who will be employed through the end of the year for quality assurance and all kinds of other checks.
Okay, so some folks who may be out of the workforce by choice, this might be a nice time to come back for a little bit. You can come back for a few months. You don't have to commit the rest of your life or anything, but come back for a few months and take the census and help Nebraska get all the federal dollars that they're entitled to.
That's right. And actually, it's a pretty penny, too. It's actually, they just raised the wage in Douglas County, because that's where they're trying to hire the most people, to $21.50 an hour, up to $23.50 an hour for those census enumerators.
So $23.50 an hour, American?
Yes.
Wow. American. that's a nice wage there. How would one check into this if they wanted to throw their hat in the ring to be a census taker? Where does one, is there a website one goes to?
Yeah, the website is 2020census.gov/jobs.
Okay.
So you can go there, and there's a job portal right there.
Okay, 2020census.gov/jobs. Outstanding. That's wonderful. Mickey Devitt is a legal research contractor at the Center for Public Affairs Research at UNO. She's been my guest today. Thank you so much for coming in. And I know we're gonna talk later on as we get closer, because there's so many issues with the census and what it does and what it means. And I wouldn't mind if you came back again sometime. I'd appreciate it.
Sure, anytime.
And we return to NPR programming right about now.